Blog Talk Radio.
Jag är hebré från Sverige och jag älskar min straightway-stam och mina systrar.
Finland.
Olen hebrealainen Suomesta ja rakastan straightway-heimoani ja siskojani.
Israel. Ani ivriya mi Israel, ohevet et shevet straightway ve achyotai.
Trinidad.
I am a Hebrew from Trinidad and Tobago. I love my straightway tribe and sisters.
Puerto Rico.
Soy hebrea de Puerto Rico. Y amo a la tribu de Straightway, y también a mis hermanas.
Philippines.
Usa ko ka Hebreo gikan sa Cebu, Philippines. Gihigugman ako ang pamilya sa Straightway. Labi na ang mga igsuon ako nga babae.
Australia.
I am a Hebrew from Australia, and I love my Straightway tribe and sisters.
Japan.
私は日本からのヘブライ人です。私はストライウェイ族と私の姉妹が大好きです。
Canada?
I am a Hebrew from Canada, and I love my straightway tribe and sisters.
Glory, hallelujah. So we got an awesome show for you tonight. Welcome, welcome to a live broadcast. I'm Sister Ashley, your host tonight, Sister, Sister. 8 years we've been doing this show, and tonight we celebrate. Behind me, I have... Let me roll back in my chair, Mother Jennifer. Hold tight. I got Granny Diane, Sister Heidi, Amara, Cheyenne, Grandma Barb, Takina, and we got, it just showed up, pizza and an array of goodies. If you missed tonight's live audience and you're down the hill, you're missing out. And it's not too late to come up and join us. Hallelujah. 8 years we've been doing the show. Welcome again. Thank you for listening. For those of you who have been following us that long, honor to you. Honor to the aged women and the mothers in the ministry. Let's get a sound check with you, Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Shalom to you, Sister Ashley. Blessings to all the daughters of Zion. What an awesome honor it is to be here for another episode of Sister to Sister as we sit in our chairs celebrating 8 years. It truly is an honor that the Father has kept us that long, and he continues to keep us, and it's not something that we take lightly. So thank you so much, Sister Ashley, for having me here with you. And I just wanted to say congratulations to you on 8 years of truly being dedicated to this show and just truly trusting the Father to put on your heart what the daughters of Zion need to hear. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Much growth, much humbling, much humiliation, much strength, much stories, testimonies of fire, the things that we have all been through. I praise the Most High Yah for each and every one of you, and I want to say that first, giving all honor to the Most High, Mother Carol has said, without him, we can do nothing. And for tonight's show, she would like to give a shout-out to Pastor Dow, the man of Yah, in this generation, and her sisters, Nellie and Summer. She truly appreciates the sacrifice of Mother Jennifer, of myself, and even Sister Sakina for giving of themselves week after week for so many years on the show, and to her beloved Granny Diane. She said, I can't name everyone, but special appreciation goes out to my brother Steve and Sister Wenda, Mother Mati, Mom Jaja, Sister Aya in Finland, her beloved children, to their voices, thank you. Sister Carrie in Australia, Sister Sonia Crago, Sister Anyala, and all those who truly name the name of our Messiah, you are all greatly loved. From Mother Carol. Praise Yah. Tonight's our first show of the new Hebrew, the new year of the Hebrew month of Bib Nisan. Hallelujah. Just days ago, some of you sent your shofar blows and your celebrations as we entered into a season of life. So this is March 23rd. Back in, 2015, we kicked off this show. There'll be 12 days until we wash the Messiah's feet. Hallelujah. And 7 days until the land opens up. I have some letters tonight, some shout-outs from those on the land to the hearts of those of you who are listening. And we had a great response in the email inbox. So jumping over to you, Mother Jennifer, talk to me.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who sent emails and just really, truly showed their appreciation, their gratitude, and their support for the show. We will not be able to read every single letter on air tonight, but we will read every single letter personally. So I just wanted to thank you all so much for just really encouraging us through your words of gratitude and your support. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. All right. Does anyone behind me want to say anything? I want to call my, I forgot this. Grandma Barb, come on up. You're going to enjoy this, everybody. You are going to enjoy this. All right. It's about a minute long. We're going back to 2015, Mother Jennifer. Listen to how, I know it's recorded, so there's a little bit of a distortion, but listen to how you and I's voice sounded, ma'am. All right. Here we go.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Sister Ashley here. Hallelujah. Greetings to each and every one of you scattered abroad. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I represent the Straightway Truth Ministries here in Tennessee. And Sister Jennifer is by my side, although miles away, representing Straightway Ministries in Georgia. So Sister Jennifer, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, ma'am. Shalom, sisters. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hallelujah. So if we could please get a sound check from each of you, give me...
Hallelujah. That's 2015. That's a throwback for you, Sister Allison. Check this out, too, Mother Jennifer. Come on up, Grandma Barb. Grandma Barb remembers the order. I have a quote tonight from the newsletter that first started and kicked off the show idea in 2010. So I will read that. But let's go to you first. Walk your history up.
Yes, ma'am. Bless you, Jennifer. Mother Jennifer now. How about that? A little change from when we started. That's a wonderful thing. Love you much. And love all you sisters. And love Sister Ashley especially. Thank you all for all your dedication, every one of you. And I thank the Savior for being here with us tonight and letting us reflect on his love to us. And thank you, Pastor Dow and Mother Carol. I really do have a great admiration, and you'll hear it in this letter that I sent to Ashley and Mother Jennifer. What a joy to reflect back on our sister's sister history. Starting out as a typist in January 11th, 2010, all praise to our Father Yahweh and our Master Jesus Christ. His dear love for his daughters to have such a wonderful foundation brought about by Pastor Dow and Sister Carol, now Mother Carol, and the community at Straightway. Many dining hall preachings helped lay the wisdom foundation for two older women who initiated the beginning of Sister to Sister. Mother Stallings, our first church mother, was our first giver of weekly sister meetings here at the Hub. Her daughter Shirley, Granny Gaston, started the newsletter quarterly called This Little Newsletter. Because we were beginning to get groups coming from South Carolina and other places, many women had questions. These two women wrote and edited A Help to Sisters, approved by Pastor Dow. As technology grew and our brothers began to broadcast, one brother, Brother Juan from Columbia, helped Granny tape her newsletter. Elder Becker encouraged her to do an audio segment on Blog Talk, and she invited Sister Ashley to join her. The rest is history. Granny Gaston surely realized that she should pass the show on to Sister Ashley, and Pastor recommended it definitely done by her and Mother Jennifer. And I had a wonderful opportunity to start helping Sister Ashley in the beginning. I asked her if she would like me to post scriptures, identify callers, and do research for her. She said yes, and I worked by way of the dining hall computer for a few years until Dad Dow needed me at nighttime as a nurse. Sister Zakina was kind of hanging around the computer a lot watching, and she'd sub for me sometimes. And I said, Sister Zakina, would you like to give help to Ashley? And she has been by Ashley's side ever so much. So my shout-out is not only to all the sisters, because I love every one of you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sending Ashley emails and just supporting her. So Sister Zakina, I really thank you for taking over that job, because you have been so loving to Ashley and been a very great help to her. So thank you very much, and bless you, sisters.
Praise God. Hey, that's good history.
Come on. What you got?
All the sisters.
Oh.
Sister Ashley, I think we got disconnected, or either you muted us accidentally. All right, sisters, hold tight one moment, and we'll find out what's going on. Okay, we're going to wait for Sister Ashley to get back online, but I'm going to go ahead and go in and start reading some of the appreciation letters that were sent in. I'm going to start with Brother Steve and Sister Wenda. This actually is a letter that was written by Sister Wenda, and she says, after each sister-to-sister show, a group of sisters who are all in remote areas meet on Skype and chat for hours. So what I like about all the sister-to-sister shows most is that they give us a common topic to chat about each night, being so fresh in our minds. She says, I would like to shout out Sister Vicky. I know how much work she does behind the camera. Both she and Mother Carol have given us some awesome handcrafted soap, and we think of them both when we use it daily. Much love, blessings, and shalom from Sister Wenda. Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Wenda. We love you. We love you and Brother Steve, and we appreciate everything that you all do behind the scenes. Sister Ashley, are you back with us?
I'm back. I apologize. I moved my microphone and a cord came loose. So here's Sakina hooking me up. Let's go forward. You know, all they did was, hey, Sakina, come back in. It says reconnect to my chat room. I don't know what happened. They handed me a gift and commanded, or she entreatingly commanded me to open it tonight. So I will do that. But remember, it's pizza, it's crackers, it's cheese, it's pepperoni, it's turkey pepperoni, and many things behind me. It's a spread. So thanks to Sister Diane, Heidi, and everyone who participated in that. It's looking really nice behind me. It's a good 8-year jubilee we're having going on, and I look forward to all the emails. Now that you've read one, I'd like to take a turn. Let's see. I'm pulling out an envelope. I have not pre-read these, Mother Jennifer. This is from the land, from Granny Diane. Hallelujah. I'm gonna read Granny Diane's, and if you don't mind reading the short email she sent in too. This one was her just a comment saying her favorite show topic that we've ever done would be the spiritual warfare, meaning when we expose the workings and the manifestations of particular spirits and that how they have been a part of our lives and who we are. None of us are exempt, and to be able to truly understand what or why we act or respond the way we do, so we can truly repent. Many, if not all of us sisters, have been very broken by this world. May we all submit and allow Jesus to break and mold us to his image. Thank you so much, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. Hallelujah. To you, Mother
Hallelujah.
Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am. Granny Diane says, thank you, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer, for this opportunity to express my love and gratitude openly on the show. My first shout-out would have to go to both of you for 8 years of your selfless example of love for the Father and your sisters, your consistency and faithfulness of laying down your life that Christ may be lifted up, that your sisters may be edified and encouraged. Hallelujah. Shout-out to the fasting and prayer group, Sister Aya, who keeps the group going. Thank you for your love that you have for Yahweh, for all the hours that you spend unseen for the ministry. Thank you for all the prompt communication we have had. Yahweh bless your master's home. To my daughters in the group, Carla, Hannah, Heidi, Sharon, I appreciate the love, obedience, determination each of you have for the Father. Your obedience, respect, and honor for Elder is beautiful, refreshing, yet fearful. I am humbled and honored to have a place in your lives. I love each of you. Sister Jane, I always smile when I see your polo on the group. The Father is doing a beautiful work in you. Keep striving for humility. Love you, Granny Diane.
Hallelujah. I hope that a lot of sisters are encouraged tonight. These shout-outs are going to be for all of you, you listening. Hallelujah. You might be surprised to even hear your name called. Mother Jennifer has a smaller list and stack in front of her than I, so I'd like to read a few every time, and then I'll jump back to you. Is that okay, Mother Jennifer?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Praise ya. Sometimes it feels like 8 years. Sometimes it feels like the blink of an eye, you know? I wanted to say that Sister Adele would love to just say shalom, and she loves you, to Sister Aya, and that she understands your journey. Praise ya. I wanted to do the sisters on the land first, so I got another one that I'm going to open up. Let's see here. I got a few envelopes. Sister Giselle, our young sister, Giselle, Gigi, says, shalom and blessings to every sister and to my sisters who I haven't had the privilege to meet. Much compassion, peace, and love be increased unto you, your sister Giselle. She wanted to acknowledge everyone who she hasn't hugged before, who she hasn't been able to meet. So that's beautiful. Now we're jumping to the next one. I got another envelope. Let's see. Who could it be? All right. Sister to Sister Show, on February the 4th of 2021, convicted me to become a covered woman, and I began to purge. Praise Yahweh for his mercy. Shout out to my shepherds, to my parents in the faith, my father, Elder Becker, and my mother, Granny Diane. I thank Yah for their compassionate rebukes that have helped tear down walls and soften my heart. Being in obedience has made all the difference. And to Sister Ashley, bless you, my beloved, for always speaking life unto me from my first tabernacles to my first day laundry day. Yah was so good, not a moment is taken for granted. The light of the Father that shines through you all has been teaching me how to receive love and strength in my mind. To Yah be all the glory from our sister Heidi. Praise Yah. I acknowledge Heidi. I acknowledge your growth. Hallelujah. And let me see. I got a quote from the very first newsletter that used to go out in paper form, thanks to Grandma Barb's research and just going back and finding a few notes. The first newsletter went out in January 11th of 2010. Okay, this is 2023, so 13 years ago. And one of the quotes in that newsletter that was our beginnings was, Granny Gasson said a while back that she had made a commitment, and it was such a help to her to have church mothers around to encourage her, to correct, and to mentor her. And as she wants to also do for each of you, once she started her journey to the kingdom of heaven, she too wanted to be that example. And that is humbly my request, to be an example, to be an example of those who may need me. I know, you know, the outreach of each of us is different. So each of you are able to strengthen those around you and depend or be vulnerable to those around you. Mother Jennifer has an outreach. Mother Chris has an outreach. I have women younger than me that is really who I pour into. Granny Barb has an outreach. Mother Carol has an outreach. Some of you just even have sisters in your life. You have an outreach. And I want to acknowledge the Father and all of his workings and all of his ways, from the smallest to the largest. And I appreciate each of my mothers in the faith that are age women before me, to the mothers who have been appointed with oil dripping down them, to those who, like Mother Muncie, Jaja, to your life's experiences. I acknowledge you all tonight. So let's jump back to you, Mother Jennifer. I hope everyone is enjoying the show. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. I would like to read this letter from Sister Allison. And in case you all don't know, you hear the voices of Sister Allison and Sister Shalea on the opening and closing songs of our Sister to Sister. So Sister Allison says that she would love to send a shout out to Sister Shalea in South Carolina, who not only sings the intro song for the show, but who also shows me tribal enduring love that heals my soul. Bless you well, my beautiful sister. My favorite show, I can't honestly just name one, but a phrase from the show that impacted me extremely was Mother Jennifer, as Sister Ashley gave her the last words of the show, and she said, "Daughter, remember, Yah will fight for you. Bless you and shalom." Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Praise Yah. Interesting that you have Allison next, because Allison in South Carolina wrote into this ministry April the 7th of 2010. And Grandma Barb went into the archives and she found that excerpt. And here in the newsletter, which used to be, remember, written by Granny Gasson and then typed up by Grandma Barb, but back in 2010, she wrote in, and I'm going to read you what it says. The quote from the newsletter was, "We received a testimony from our very first newsletter, and there were many, many favorable comments." And this is from a young sister in South Carolina. So Allison had written that she was a young sister, a young single mother, and she even put, "I have to encourage myself a little bit, LOL." You even typed that up, Allison. I put this in for you, and I'm so glad Grandma Barb pulled this up, because Allison's been a huge fan of the show, and I use the word fan just meaning someone who truly tries her very best to listen and be faithful to listening, or even commenting and sending her love after the show for many years. No matter what she's been going through, she's just been there. She's been a friend for me for a long time, though many, many miles away. I remember when her daughter's 15 now, and her daughter was one or younger than one when they first came to the community, and I found an old picture to mail and send to Allison, but considered just waiting till she gets here to give it to her. It's truly one of the first pictures, the first time South Carolina ever came here, 2010. But in this short newsletter, your testimony, Allison, was printed, and maybe you remember, so many years ago, and it says, from your words, that now you look back, you said, "I look back on this short life that I've lived, and I see how the Father has always been there with open arms to me, saying, 'Come unto me, and I'll give you rest.' He is so beautiful, and he's so awesome. And as I let go, and I step out on faith,
and I let him have his way with me. His daughter of Zion, I feel his love, and I long for his presence, and I'm waiting for him to come and take me home. Hallelujah. That was 2010. I just want to give a shout-out tonight to Sister Allison. You also had read from her. I wanted to, let me see, did I cover everybody that, oh, hold on, guys. Got to go to my text for this one. We're going to Sister Tammy on the land. Tammy wants to give a shout-out to Allison in Australia and to Nadia in Goshen. She says she loves you both. Praise Yah. And Zion would like to bless everyone. Hallelujah. Though she didn't text me that I would read that, she did text me before the show as a huge fan and say, bless you for your love for the King and bless everyone behind you. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer?
Hallelujah. I want to read a letter that was written by Sister Aya. She says, Shalom, vessels of righteous love, Mama Ashley and Mother Jennifer. In May 2015, on our birthing trip, my master told me about the new Sisters Radio broadcast, Sister to Sister. My first episode was Contentious Woman. I had never heard any women speaking so much wisdom, and I was hooked. Soon, 8 years later, I have been blessed, waking up almost every week to be live with my sisters because this is a very set-apart time learning about Hebrew women's minds. These broadcasts have been life and not entertainment. Shout out to our elder mother, Lillian. Bless you for being one of those prayer warriors growing in grace and in knowledge. And if possible, bless you, Mama Deidre, for being true Yah-fearing friend. Shalom to Sister Aya. Bless you, Sister Aya. And I just want to shout out Sister Aya for everything that she does behind the scenes and for being such a mature presence in whatever she does, whether it's on social media, whatever she does, there's just such a mature presence, and she has a great example to be followed. Sister Ashley?
Praise God. Thank you so much to everyone who wrote in. Thank y'all so much for loving one another as you do Christ. So here, we're jumping back to South Carolina, to Shalaya. She says, blessings, Straightway Help Me. I, Sister Shalaya, would like to send a special shout-out to my beloved mom, Mom Margaret, and to my beloved sister and friend, Sister Justice. I want to sincerely thank y'all openly for your submission and love for Yah that you show daily through your obedience. Y'all truly are an important, needed, and appreciated member of the body here at Straightway South Carolina. No matter the task, the challenge, or the sacrifice that's been presented to you, you have not grown weary in well-doing and have labored with great joy. It's truly an honor to dwell with you and to grow alongside you both. Thank you for the labor of love that you two produce every day. Thank you for the laughs, the tears, the challenges, and the overcoming we have gotten through together. Thank you all for the duties you have taken on and being good stewards over the young daughters we are rearing. Thank you deeply for your love and your support. Words can't express how much I love y'all, and I truly thank the Father often for your place in my life. Abundant blessings upon you both, Mom Margaret and Sister Justice. That was hard for me to even read without tearing up and choking up, because we really do have years together that we've logged in together. Some of you may be days, some of you may be months, but we're building a family. And I really, really pour my life and my soul into my family. And I just connect with y'all. Really, I know that we share life, trial, and we share emotions and feelings, sadly. You know, we're weaker vessels, but we go through a lot. Like Granny Diane said in her letter, we've all been broken women. And I'm encouraged to hear from y'all tonight. All right, let me jump to the next one. This one says, Shalom, honor, and blessings. The blessings of Yah will be multiplied unto you. To all of my sister to sister family, I start this email out with words that were spoken by Sister Ashley, who I honor to call her Mom Ashley, because her life has truly inspired me being an older sister. I'm just here to share my life with you. Those words resonated with me so deeply. Why? Because it's that very way of life that we can learn, glean, grow, give, and receive from one another. My master always told me fellowship is not just about gathering around some food, but rather the sharing that we have for one another to meet the needs of the body of the Messiah, fulfilling the law of love one towards another. She wants to give a shout out to all the grannies, to all the mothers, to the moms, the mamas, and the sisters, not necessarily in any order, but here they are. Mother Carol, Mom Nellie, Sister Summer, Mother Jennifer, Auntie Chandra, Sister Bonnie and Mama T, Mother Chris, Sister Ajanee, Granny Diane, Mom Lisa. I say thank you, Jesus, for you all striving to live before us as true, righteous, holy, submissive examples of how beautiful polygyny is and can be. Thank you for setting the example of how we as sisters should behave in relationship towards our masters. Thank you for living out these old pathways by being transparent and vulnerable, for having endured change and embracing the challenges to be perfected in word and deed. Shout out to Mom Gabby, Granny Barb, Mom Aya, Mother JC, Mama Ashley for being examples to me. I tear up thinking of you and praising Yah for you, the women who intercede, pray, and reach Yah on behalf of all of Israel. I thank Yah for your love and your humility, the burdens, the tears shed in the early mornings and the late nights, travailing and weeping in tears and petitions in the spirit and sacrifice of Israel. Hallelujah. I'll finish that one soon. Let's go back to you, Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. This letter says, Shalom, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. First, I want to give honor and praise to Yahweh because I am so thankful and grateful that the Father has allowed me to hear the wisdom and knowledge you both share on Blog Talk every fifth day. It's such a blessing. Because I have to choose one person, I wholeheartedly want to give my shout out to Mama Diane. She has been a pillar in my faith. I cannot thank the Father enough for allowing me to learn at the feet of a woman that truly loves Yahweh through humility. I'm grateful and thankful to the Father because she has been a true blessing in my life. I cannot resist also to give a shout out to Mama Lisa as well. Honor and blessings to the house of Elder Becker. One of the sister to sisters that is dear to me is The Masculine Woman. It was the first show that I listened to. It is that show that brought me to conviction to change my wicked ways. Last but not least, one thing that was said that stayed with me are the closing words of Mother Carol said on that sister to sister. She said, I am very blessed that I have Pastor Dow as my husband because he has taught me everything I know. Words cannot express how true of a gift of a man that he is and how his godly example has been to me because I know his love for me will get me to the kingdom. I had to write her words in context, but truly what stayed with me is when she said that his love for her will get her to the kingdom. Thank you both again for all you do. Blessings upon your master's household. And I just want to say, Sister Ashley, I'm sorry, that letter was from Sister Carla from overseas, but I wanted to really acknowledge our shepherd, Pastor Dow. Without his vision for how this show should go forward, we would not be here. Without him teaching the men, Sister Ashley, we wouldn't have the wisdom that we have. And without the support and the love of our husbands, we would not have the wisdom that we have to actually share with the daughters of Zion. So I just want to thank the Father for righteous leadership that we have here in this ministry and that we are under righteous coverings. Sister Ashley.
Absolutely, all glory and honor to the Most High Yah and to the countless hours of word that has been poured into me by my beloved deacon and husband and brother, Deacon Bell. Praise Yah. Sister Salah says, I want to give a shout out to Elder Chris and Mama Tina. Blessings and double honor to that elder's house. I'm grateful to Elder's home for their love of me. They showed me Yah's love and brought out so much of Yah inside of me. Thank you for teaching me and giving me laughter. Thank you, Elder, for choosing a righteous master for me. Bless you. Hallelujah. All right. I love my sister Salah. Bless the Most High Yah for her growth. I think that covers everyone, every note that I had. And I personally want to shout out Toma and Diane and Amara, who have showed yourself friendly to me. Esther, Jasmine, Natiri, Nadia, Bobby, you showed you so friendly to me. Bless you and bless the Most High Yah for you, all of you. Back to the emails. We have one from Sister Alishaba. Some say Angela. But Sister Alishaba would say thanks to all her sisters who have been a constant example of righteousness. Sister Marshala, Sister Candace, Pandy, Charmaine, Cheyenne, and Whitney. She wants to send her love and a shout out to you. praise the Most High, yeah? Let's jump back to the next shout-out. From Biagia, shalom and blessings, mothers and sisters. Bless you, Sister Ashley, Mother Jennifer. Thank you for all that you do, for being righteous examples. My shout-outs go to my RMT, Renewing My Temple Challenge sisters, to Sister Carolina, to Sister Crystal in Clarksville, and to Sister Crystal in Kansas City. Sister Dorothy, Sister Monet, Sister Tierra, Sister Chrissy, Sister Candace. Love you all. Thank you all so much for correcting me, loving me, encouraging me. It means more than you know. And the Sister to Sister blog talks that have really inspired and encouraged me are the most recent ones pertaining to the restoration of scriptural marriage. Blessings, Sister Deidre. Right, let's jump to the next one. I know some of you don't know all the names that we're calling out, but it's personal to us and encouraging, I'm sure, for each of you to hear how interwoven and interconnected we actually all are. Next email says, for our 8-year Jubilee show tonight, shalom and many, many blessings first to you, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley, for your consistent labor and love over the years. And then to all of my family scattered across the four corners, I'd like to give a shout out and a deep from the bottom of my heart, thank you to any sister listening that's ever lifted up me and my daughters in prayer. This is Sister Ray, by the way. You have blessed us physically and spiritually. All right, she's going to those who have lifted her and her daughters up and who have blessed her physically and spiritually. Thank you. Anyone who has took the time to encourage me, rebuke me, or correct me and assisted in healing and deliverance through the power of Yah. To her dear mom, Jaja, and Sister Candace, for laboring with her to receive the Holy Spirit. Bless you both. Shout out to the sisters that were present that day and even just had the desire to be present in my birth. I thank you all so much, and I miss you much. Shout out to the mothers, to the moms, for being pillars of strength to look to and beautiful examples for all of us daughters of Zion to follow in order to regain our true essence and purity in the sight of Yah. Hallelujah. She said, although I don't have a favorite show, I cannot pick just one. I say in full confidence the testimony I have of this ministry and the way of living is the same as when I first came. I'm still in awe of seeing a people pattern themselves after the book and return to a culture and a heritage of Jacob truly operating in the power of Yah and being cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Much of that testimony for me is from the things I've heard and learned listening to this broadcast, as well as seeing Holy Spirit-filled women of Yah that host the show week after week, and also from the guests and how they walk in the newness of life, how you're all free. You love Yah and serve Him and keep His commandments. Life-changing information weekly for free. We are blessed. I praise the Almighty for it. I bless our Father for using Sister to Sister as an avenue, and the faithful servants, Mother Jennifer, Sister Ashley, yielding yourself as willing helpers to any of us with the ears to hear. I pray for many more years to come. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer?
Hallelujah. My next letter here is from Sister Erica Polydor. She says, I want to shout out my sister Selena in Georgia. I enjoy our fellowship and conversation. It's always very holy and edifying. I enjoy having seen your beautiful growth and spiritual maturity in Yahweh over the years. May Yah continue to shine His face, love, mercy, and favor upon you. Looking forward to seeing you at the feast. I really enjoyed the polygyny series from Mother Chris all the way to Sister Natiri and Sister Jasmine. I thank all of them for their humility and transparency. I've recently enjoyed revisiting the Romantic Love series from July 2015 and August 2022 with Mom Diane. These are the ones that have blessed me as of recently. But throughout all 8 years of the show, there have been so many times that the Father has reached me through Sister to Sister. I know it's spirit-led because it has always been right on time for what my spirit has needed. Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Erica. Sister Ashley?
From Sister Aviz, shalom and blessings, Sister Ashley, Mother Jennifer. All praise to the Most High Yah for your sacrificial labor and love all these years. Also praising Yah for allowing us to see another new year. Shout out to Sister Heidi. I love her for her fire, her zeal, her hunger and thirst for righteousness, which rekindled my burning desire to please Yah. I'd like to share a quick testimony. Praise Yah. Her introducing me to the Fasting and Praying Together team was an answer to my prayer. I've been seeking the Father to be connected with more seasoned sisters in truth. And close to a year later, after much praying, fasting, and deliverance, I'm here. Lesson learned, we don't get to pick and choose where Yah wants to place us in His kingdom. My favorite sister-to-sister quote or saying as a newbie crossing over to this truth, I still hear, sit down, shut up, listen and learn. And I'm now finally applying it. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom from Sister Mama B's. To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. She shared that verse with us tonight. Praise y'all. Let's check out the chat room. Beautifuls, hallelujahs from everybody just following along. Praise y'all. To all those scattered in other countries, bless His holy name that you found us. To my sister Malia, who says, all praise and honor to the Most High Yah, my shield, my solid rock, my fortress. It is Him who I thank first and the most for all He has done for me and Brother Derek's children in this season. So many have reached out, even on multiple occasions, just to express their care and love. So I want to thank you all for the constant prayers, uplifting, and thoughts towards us. They are availing much. The Most High has carried us through our circumstance in strength, joy, and peace, and I know He will continue to do so. There have been some instrumental individuals and families who from day one have been there and are still here. If I mentioned all they have done, we'd be here all night. But I'd like to openly express my undying gratitude to Yah and these people. Praise Yah. I try not to cry. This story touches me personally. Woo! My heartfelt thanks goes out to Pastor Dow and his entire house. You're a true man of Yah, of impeccable character. Double honor to you, my shepherd. To Pastor Corey, his household, all of Straightway Kansas City. Prayer warriors indeed. Deacon Bell and his house. I cannot thank you enough for opening the doors of your home for me and the children and every ounce of wisdom you both have poured into me, even if it's just a few words. I thank you for loving my children as if they were your own. Elder Mitchell of Straightway Kentucky, my husband, held the utmost respect for you, and Teacher Greg, I mirror that. Straightway Goshen, I know y'all been praying for us. And Sister Rachel Regis, your genuine care and love is evident, and I thank you for being a true friend. Last, certainly not least, the house of Brother John McNabb, a man of character and servitude. So many things come to mind that I could say, but for the sake of time, please know that my brother and sister have been a huge support in the care for me and Brother Derek's children. He honors both Yah and my late husband, his brother, by ensuring that the children know they are loved and looked after deeply. I cannot say enough about my brother and the role he has played in all of this and the sacrifice he's made. And of course, I thank Sister Constance, my friend and sister, who has selflessly sacrificed as well in all of this. For the sake of time, I want to keep my words as short as possible, but many saints come to my heart when expressing my gratitude. I want to thank everyone who donated to me and Brother Derek's children when he passed. It is truly and greatly appreciated. I thank Yah that He has seed to allow His name to live on amongst Israel until the Messiah returns. What a glorious day it shall be. Bless you all well and shalom from Malia Minor. Hallelujah. Can we just get just a, I don't know, a shofar, my sister Sakina? Let's just blow that shofar just for love, for family. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. I had to shake those tears and get right back to it. Thank you, Malia, for that email. Thank you so much. This email says, Shalom and blessings, Mother Jennifer, Sister Ashley. Bless you all abundantly. I choose this clip because it's the first episode of this mother that I heard. It truly blessed me and helped me to work on myself. And she shares the link. Work on myself even the more so. Even though I never had the chance to meet her, my shout out is to Mother Bullock. I thank her for her humbleness and meekness that was projecting from her, especially through her speech, for her words and her wisdom still to this day. It humbles and gut checks me. And I thank you for every recording that you ever got from her, for it has truly helped me keep my feet from the fire. And I bless you all dearly for the many years of labor you have done pouring into the daughters each fifth day. And may Yah continue to bless you abundantly. Love y'all dearly and shalom. I consider, Mother Jennifer, how many shows we've done and how many lessons we've had and how many you know, trials or just understandings that we've been given grace to grow through. And I know that even in the state that we're in, we're not finished, and the state that we speak from, we're not complete, you know. We only offer you what's been, what we currently have and what's been given. So you can go back throughout so many shows and hear our growth, hear such a different dynamic, changes, you know, changes in our, I don't know, experiences, just stories add to stories. And I just acknowledge the Most High Yah for that, because he's also doing the same thing for each of you, with or without a microphone, you know. So I praise his holy name. Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Definitely, he has been so merciful to us over the years, Sister Ashley, and just really allowing us to be able to allow our lives to be open books and for us to grow in front of everybody, literally. So I'm just thankful for his mercy and his grace upon us. I want to read a letter from Sister Koya. She says, congratulations, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer, for 8 years of sister to sister. Bless you both for your labor of love and sacrifice. One of the best sister to sister shows was live 3 years ago, and she put the link below. The date was November 21st, 2019, and it was live with Mother Carol and Sister Ashley. She said, I would love to shout out the Nashville sisters for always being of great help and support. Bless you for your dedication and for your willing spirits, and continued blessings. Shalom. And I want to read one more short one. This is from Sister Sharon, our sister from overseas. She says, shalom and blessings to you, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. I would like to give a shout out to Mama Diane. She has been a mother to me, loved me beyond words can tell, and spiritually sharpened me. My favorite topic on the show is the importance of love in Israel and deliverance, of course. Bless you and shalom. Sister Ashley?
Y'all noticing how many times Granny Diane's been giving a shout-out tonight? Bless you, Granny Diane. I'm telling you, Diane is quiet. She's quiet. You wouldn't never know. But she pours into so many people, even late nights and early mornings. I thank the Father even for our polo abilities, that she's able to connect with people out of the country. She does a whole heck of a lot behind the scenes, from just being a helpmate to elder, to coordinating, organizing, and just doing those little needs behind the scenes that never get mentioned or talked about. So high five from me tonight. And let me play this clip from Mother Bullock, who once also visited. Each time she came to the land, I asked her to come on the show, and she passed. Oh my goodness, how many years ago was it, Mother Jennifer? Would you know?
Sister Ashley, I would not know. I don't know if it's been
2019. Maybe. Sakina thinks 19. Hallelujah.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe about 4 years. Yes, ma'am.
4 years? Okay. All right. Well, here's the clip that really inspired our sister who just wrote that email in. Let's hear it.
And the Father told me years ago, and I hung on to it, and I still hang on to today. If there's no anointing in your life, a lot of folks think that they got the Holy Spirit, but they don't have it. They're just active. But if there's no anointing and no fruit in your life, and you're acting like you're holy, and you're talking like you're holy, but the people that have the Holy Spirit can discern it, know it's an act. If there's none there, that means either the anointing is there, or sin is there. There's nothing in between there. There's no lukewarmness. For some reason, people think they can be lukewarm in this. Either you are full of His Spirit or you're not. There's no middle ground here. And
hallelujah. Either you're full of His Spirit or you are not. Praise God. All right, let's go to, shout out to you, Christina, by the way. Hallelujah. From Gerlanda, shalom and bless you, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. Happy 8th year anniversary to this wonderful show. Thank you, Gerlanda. She says, I'm so grateful for sister to sister and grateful for you, Mother, Sister Ashley, for being willing vessels and great examples to us sisters. My shout out is to our new Mother Chris. She is just such a beautiful woman with so much love to give. And you can tell just by the way the sisters at Goshen are with each other. I especially admire her desire to restore our Hebrew culture, even encouraging Daughter of Zion to refer sisters to their masters to be covered. I'm so grateful for all the older women that teach us how to love our husbands and how to love our children and how to love each other. Praise Yah from Gerlanda. All right. Let's see. We do got a lot. Did you want to say something? Anybody? God sent someone looking in the background. Good. Thank you so much. I'll take it. All right. We have some we won't be able to get to, but Shalom Shalom from Tierra Pruitt. She wants to say thank you very much, Ms. Jennifer, Ashley, for being selfless, giving us a wonderful edifying show each week. My first shout out is to my beloved mothers in the ministry. I thank you for being holy, righteous examples for us, Daughters of Zion, showing us how to live set apart and to be chaste keepers at home. I want to send a shout out to my big sister, Chrissy Fields. I thank you for your love and support. I thank you dearly. Huge shout out to Mother Candace. I love you dearly. Thank you for your unconditional love. I want to shout out my beloved Clarksville sisters. I miss you all so dearly. Abundant blessings to you and your master's home. Sending a shout out to our beloved sister Deidre. Shout out to Lanika, Angela. Love you all. Miss you all. Special thank you and blessings to all the RMT sisters who have labored endlessly and continued being faithful and diligent. To all my sisters, I love you dearly. Continue to keep pressing and striving. Looking forward to seeing you all this feast. And her favorite show was when our beloved Elder Rufus came on the topic, and it was, your mouth is going to cost you the kingdom. Thank you. I pray I've not been long-winded, and thank you for your time. Hallelujah. To each of us who are saying, I dropped my thing here. To each of us who are saying, I love you, I hope that it's sincere. Because in labor and, I mean, in word and in deed, you know, if you say I love you, then you're going to show your love, right? More important to show whatsoever we've done to each other is what we've done also to the Messiah. And from an anonymous who says, blessings and wholeness to all of Straightway. First, I want to shout out the Most High Yah for his judgment, mercy, his favor, and all he's sacrificed to get me here. I must shout out my shepherd and his entire family for their sacrifice and all they do for all the saints. Even though shepherd and mother are my parents, they never cease teaching me by their example, love, and honor. They poured it into me, rebuked me, and continue to do so. So many women, mothers, and sisters who have impacted me and helped me on this journey. Time would fail me to name you all and how you've impacted me, but there are friends who stay closer than brothers. Sirach 6, faithful friends are a sturdy shelter. Whoever finds one has found a treasure. Faithful friends are beyond price. No amount can balance their worth. Faithful friends are life-saving medicine, and those who fear Yah will find them. Those who fear Yahweh direct their friendship aright, for as they are, so are their neighbors also. So to Sister Tamika, for finding a stray dog and seeing more in her or in me than I still do in myself. To Sister Diera from Houston, for helping me pick up the pieces of my battle and my scars in my life. To Sister Johanna, for never losing sight of Yah in me and calling me to a higher standard without excuse. To Sister Toma, for looking at me sideways, but getting to know me and understand me and not being afraid to do so. I've found true friends. Friends who don't just let me go off into the fire, but are able to stand face to face with me and aren't afraid. They love me despite myself, and they come alongside of me and have helped me. And I love y'all dearly. Praise Yah. And you know who it's from. Mother Jennifer?
Hallelujah. Next letter comes from Jasmine Teamer. She says, Shalom and congratulations on 8 years of flooding the airwaves with wisdom for the Daughters of Zion. 8 years of you all loving us more than we love ourselves. 8 years of holding sisters accountable and calling us out to a higher level of holiness. 8 years of Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer being transparent and sometimes throwing themselves on the sword for us to learn and grow. I pray, if Yah's will, it will continue until the King comes. She says, I want to shout out Sister Angelica and Mama Vicky. We have not spoken very much over the years. Shalom here, or bless you, blessing the family, or me receiving instructions. But when I'm on the land, I see you, and I'm glad. I see how they move, the diligence and seriousness about serving Yah and his people, and I admire it greatly. I love you both and appreciate the support you represent within Israel. I want to shout out my sister, Sister Gabby Phillips. I respect and adore you as my sister in Christ and friend indeed. Your strength during times of weakness, your faith while in the valley, you are one I think of when I picture trees planted by rivers of water, unmovable. Learning from you has been and is edifying to my spirit, for it's in your example, the rebukes, the correction, coupled with compassion and willingness to guide, that I learn the love of the Messiah. Grateful for your master, Pastor's House. It's truly my pleasure to serve you all. Elder's House is in it with you 10 toes down, as the brothers say. Our faithful sisters abroad get up at wee hours or stay up late to be active within the ministry. They remove excuses and remind us that Yah will gather his people from the four corners of the earth. Last one is just to you all, my sisters, in this way. Thank you for the many sacrifices you make daily. But more than that, thank you for your obedience to Yah and his order. Thank you for crying out to be renewed, seeking deliverance to be transformed, for the burdens you bear and the rebukes you give. Keep overcoming self and being who Yah has called you to be. If you're here in this place, I pray that you never take it for granted and your feet continue on the straight and narrow. She says it's hard to choose a favorite sister-to-sister broadcast because it's been a lifeline to me when I had no fellowship or holy women to guide me. I have a couple of sister-to-sisters that really stand out for me, and one that I cannot recall the name of where you or mother made the statement, if you're wrong, you're wrong, and if you're right, you're right, you're wrong. Just removing the desire to be right and have the last word, to really humble yourself. She says, Elder Papa Rufus and Mother Jennifer laid into us in love while you recovered, Sister Ashley. I enjoy hearing how much care Elder takes with us to ensure that we understand all the way, not withholding the sword, so that we can deal with our emotional, unreasonable selves. Elder and Mother's dynamic here is spiritual fire, because how can you not remember that your mouth can cost you the kingdom? So be quiet, and that includes the inner man, too. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Mara would like to shout out Sister Alyssa in California. She loves you and stresses that. Hallelujah. Let's see. Bless you, Ashley, Tammy, Gigi, and Ziana. You inspired me to do. Hallelujah. Don't make me cry. She's grateful for us. It says, shout out to my Yah first and foremost for continuing to break me and show me my ways. Hallelujah. Show me my ways that aren't his. And a shout out to my husband, who was so merciful and patient with me, who is the absolute best. Yah has blessed me greatly. To my hub sisters, I've enjoyed being able to serve and grow up with you all. This is Nadia, by the way. You have helped me. You've helped me make me who I am today. And I'm so thankful for it. I love you. Shout out to all Goshen sisters. They've been more than welcoming and loving to me. I'm very grateful for them. Shout out to my mom, Sister Bobby. She's one of my greatest examples of a wife to her husband and has made me the woman I am today. Shout out to all the young daughters growing up. Continue to serve and love Yah. Lastly, shout out and thank you to everyone who contributed to my husband and our wedding. We are more grateful than you know and so blessed for all the love shown on that day. Glory to the King and bless you, saints. And there's my beloved Ziana responding. Bless you, Ziana. And I look up and it's the next email from Sister Burgundy. Shalom, many blessings and happy new year to the chosen of the Most High. Double honor to our shepherd, all the leadership, and those that are charged to really lead the flock. First, I want to give a shout-out to my master, Brother Shannon Brown in Mississippi, and thank you for being a true priest to your home, never withholding correction, accountability, and understanding of wisdom. Thank you for showing me what it truly means to love through your display of love for the Father. May the Most High Yah continue to bless your obedience. Next, I'd like to give a shout-out to my beloved sisters, Rhonda, Cassie, Adrian, our beloved Mama Pearl, a special shout-out to Sister Brittany Johnson, who's been my accountability partner this dead season. I thank you, my sister, for exuding humility and righteousness in your speech and walk. I second that, Sister Brittany. Thank you for being a true friend. May you all continue to be perfected as you remain in the love of the Most High Yah. I love you all dearly. Last and not least, I'd like to give a shout-out to you both, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. Thank you for your labor of love and obedience. Thank you for how you pour into the daughters of Zion and for being an example to me, someone who has truly had to learn how to be a woman. Me too. I second that. I've had very specific prayers this dead season, and numerous times I've had confirmation or answers from the show. And I thank you and bless you both and your master's houses. I look forward to listening and gleaning for many years to come. All praise to the Most High Yah. With love, from Mississippi. And if she may add, she says her favorite show most recently had been Jacob Loved Two Women. She was led to listen to that show right before the polygyny series started, and she said her favorite show of all time, though, would have to be Your Mouth Is Going to Cost You the Kingdom, featuring our beloved Elder Rufus. We got a lot of great feedback from the polygyny series. We really did. It shows how set apart our hearts are, you know, the women within the ministry, to embrace something that's so foreign to the world and to embrace the culture. The response was very humbling. It was very appreciative and grateful. And I really admired all the, everyone who enjoyed it. I was humbled, truly, just behind the scenes and being the interviewer. You know, that's something I could do that with my eyes closed. Can I say that? With the mic off, can you say that? I could do that, my Jennifer. You need to set up the whole next year of interviews once a week, and I'll even give you the days off. What say you? Right.
Hallelujah, Sister Ashley.
Who are we gonna interview? Y'all know y'all got a lot of stories. You got a lot of trials and testimonies and things you've been through. I pray that you're overcoming, and I want to be able to take this show, me and Mother Jennifer, and really make it your show. You know, pull it out and reach the women with what you're going through, and not just her and I. But the more so, I remember, and I've shared this before, when Mother was appointed Mother, and she was no longer Sister. Behind the scenes, I just, you know, had tears fall down my face. Like, I really don't want to lead a mother or overspeak her on a show. Like, I really want her to be acknowledged and honored, you know, from me. And I'm not able to see her or serve her the way that I would in real life. And, you know, she just expressed to me that, you know, this is your thing, you know, let me follow. It's okay. And not that it's a lead follow thing, but it is just we just gel together. You know, what she can give you, I can't, or what I may do, she doesn't. But just appreciate you, Mother Jennifer, and give you a shout out. I want to jump to the next email. It's from Misty Smith. She says, first, I want to say thank Yah for everything He's done and keep doing. Thank you to my master for loving me more than I hated myself. To the pastors, teachers, deacons, leaders of Straightway, knowing that they'll be hated for telling the truth, but always 10 toes down. Thank you to pastors, women, wives, for being an example on how to be a woman or how a woman's supposed to be, living the word every day, helping other women submit, wanting that love for other women and sisters. Thank you to the sisters on the land that show love and compassion for the ones that are just coming in. Sister Jordan, her smiling face that brings joy and love when you see her. Sister Ashley, Mother Jennifer, for just speaking the truth no matter what on Sister to Sister. Sister Carolina, Sister Krista, Sister Nicole Goodwin, Sister Marshayla, Sister Pandy, Sister Angela, any sister that's ever shown any kind of love and compassion towards me, and any sister that didn't judge me or question anything about me if they had never showed it. I also want to thank the sisters that lost their masters, their children, or their family due to wanting to serve Yah and to do His will. And thank you to any sister that had a hard time submitting at first, but now loves to do it without hesitation. If it's okay. Oh my goodness, my sister. I just read that she would rather remain anonymous, and I apologize. That was Misty. Misty, that was, you spoke well, and you gave honor to the sister from the land. So I thank you for your words. And I would have honored your request, but it's too late. We're live. We're recording. So just smile with me. Praise Yah. I have not pre-read any of these. So let's jump to... Let's see. I'm going to read the end from now on. I just learned my lesson. I'm going to look down at the bottom. Nope. Okay, we're good. My sister Natalie, first and foremost, thank you to the Most High Yah for giving me the ears to hear and the teachable spirit. Thank the Father for straightway truth, restoring his patriarchal rule, all praise, all honor, and glory. Thank you, Mother Jennifer, Sister Ashley, for your labor of love. From as far back as YouTube can take me through your broadcast, to date, I've been sharpened by the words that come forth from your messages and the transparency of the sisters you feature. I'm always thankful for the broadcast featuring Mother Carol and a chance to sit at her feet, so to speak. I'm not near many saints or sisters for that matter, but the ones I'm near are definitely righteous examples. Well, having these weekly episodes to listen to has really helped me these last few years to continue to improve in the walk and grow. These broadcasts have helped me tremendously in the way that I carry myself as a daughter of the Most High. I've learned to be a real wife and a mother to my master's children. I was truly lost before finding Straightway, truly. Yah willing, I pray this outlet of knowledge and truth goes on for many years to come to continue to make an impact in the lives of women and young daughters, as it has had such a great impact in my life. Hallelujah. From Sister Natalie, house of Brother Rogelio. Praise Yah. Look, I got sisters sending me crying emojis. Look, I'm surprised too. I kind of thought it would be, you know, it started out with the pizza, the cookies, the crackers, the tea, the great environment, and then we got into like I was wiping my face and choking up, and now it's more like just a somber, serious acknowledgement. It's very humbling. You know, you never know how a show is going to go. You can't just, I guess you just can't expect anything. What about you, Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. I honestly believe that it's very sobering because of the gratitude that we have for the women who actually listen and they're hearing and they're truly following. And it just helps you to know that your labor is not in vain. So thank you to all of you just for being obedient. Sister Ashley?
Praise Yah. And do you still have any more, Mother Jennifer, or you went through your stack?
I do have more. I'm going to read one from Sister Jane, Jane McDonald. She says, Shalom to you, both Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. All praises to the Most High Yah and sincere thanks to him for this show. The broadcast has been essential to my walk, my growth, and to my restoration as a true Hebraic woman's mindset. I really cherish the time that the Most High spends in laboring with us women every week via this platform. Bless you both, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer, for your love and your faithfulness. And thank you to all who have contributed in any way, shape, or fashion to this show. The show which made the most impact on me was January 17, 2019. Mother Carol was a guest, and the show was called Interview with the Proverbs 31 Woman. I remember this show because of the blessing of having Mother Carol break Proverbs 31 down and giving out so much wisdom, encouragement, and instruction that only could come from one who truly lived day to day as a true Proverbs 31 woman. I also remember that show for another reason. Every week, I get cut by the word. Listening to that broadcast with Mother Carol for the first time didn't just cut me, it wounded me. I was convicted and corrected by the gentleness and meekness Mother Carol exhibited during that interview, and by all of her words. The Most High really used that interview at that time to provoke me to great introspection and action to changing my mindset. All praises to the Most High Yah. And finally, I would love to give a shout out to all my sisters who fast and pray with me weekly. I'm truly grateful to all of you for your love and faithfulness. Just like sister to sister every week, you all have become essential to my walk and my growth in Yah. I truly bless him for all the blessings he has given me through all of you. I would also like to give a shout-out to Sister Wenda for her enduring faithfulness in providing a platform for fellowship every week through Skype. Her commitment in providing fellowship for sisters, especially for those who are scattered, is beautiful. Thank you, Sister Wenda. Thank you for providing the opportunity to share and to give thanks. All praise to the Most High Yah for all he is doing in his people. Sister Jane. Sister Ashley?
Sister Jane. Praise Yah. All right. Let me go to the next one. Got them lined up. Thank y'all for tuning in, listening, and paying attention tonight. Thank you so much. Your time is precious, really. All right, she says, and it's our sister Constance, shalom and blessings, Mother Jennifer, Sister Ashley, praise Yah for prosperous 8 years, assisted assistant. Thank you both for dedicating time every fifth day to speak to the daughters of Zion and for this opportunity. Blessings to your master's house. I'd like to send a special thank you to my master, Brother John McNabb. Where do I start? I thank Yah for you every day. I thank you for blessing me with a righteous man, a man after Yah's own heart, and it's evident in your walk. I've seen you take on a lot of weight in the last few months, and you don't do it grudgingly. You don't do it for praise. It's an honor for you. You do it because you love Yah, his word, and his people. I thank you for pouring into me daily, pushing me to reach higher heights of holiness. I love the standard that you set for your household. I know it'll mold me into the best of Shai, mother and sister Yah has called me to be. Thank you for being the best father to your son. Though he's young, you ingrained the word into him. Your family's never gone without, and I've never had to question our safety. A provider and protector that you are. Thank you for your example, your guidance, your leadership, your submission, and to those who have the rule over you. And I pray that when others see me, they see you, and that my gratitude be shown through my actions in being the pillar of rest, strength, and support you desire. Son, husband, father, and brother, you fulfill all those hats unquestionably. All that you do doesn't go unnoticed. Thank you for choosing me. May Yah grant you the desires of your heart, if they be righteous. I love you dearly. Sister Esther's interview on Sister to Sister just a couple of weeks ago really stood out to me because I love the emphasis that she placed on nothing nor anyone separating her from the love of Yah. With this dead season came a lot of trials, and one of the main things that's been at the forefront of my mind through it all is not letting anything or anyone separate me from Yah and his people. As I press towards the mark for the prize, I'm determined. Thank you once again, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. May Yah continue to grant both of you utterance to feed his daughters. Shalom. Thank you, Sister Constance. Thank you so much. So my Sister Regine, shalom, mothers and sisters. Bless you well. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for this blog talk. All praise to the Most High Yah. Happy 8 years. I've been listening for 4 years now. I'm grateful for the Sister to Sister show. My most memorable show, there's so many. But if I have to pick one, I'm still eating on it. It's when our mother and the master came on as an honorable guest speaker, Pastor Dallas Shepherd. I'm so grateful for that talk. It's been helping me change my mind and in honoring my earthly master, Brother A.J. Lane. He's not leading me astray. Thank you, Yahweh. I'm still in awe of his sobriety and love for the Most High Yah. I too can learn a lot from him pouring into me. A.J.'s mind is made up. He stands strong. She's really giving a shout out and a praise to her husband as I look upon her favorite show. It was a Sister to Sister show, 11/17/2016, with a special guest, the Honorable Pastor Dow. That's her favorite, and she shares the screenshot. That's kind of cool how you're able to share that. Y'all do this fancy stuff. I mean, something so simple as putting a screenshot on an email, I still don't know how to do that. I could apply myself, Amara. I could. I'll just do the show. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next one. Shalom. Bless y'all. Thank you so much for the opportunity to say thank you. Happy and blessed eighth year. Of course, since this is an appreciation show, thank you, Abba Yahweh, for literally everything. This is from Dorothy King. Thank you to all the righteous men leading these wonderful women that I would like to thank. So, thank you, Sister Ashley, Mother Jennifer, of course, for the show. But just letting the Most High transform you to be the example that you are. Also, thank you for all the help, love, and allowing me to get to know you both personally more. Thank you to Sister Tanasa for all the investing in being a teacher and soundness. You are an answered prayer. Thank you, Sister BJ, for being faithful and posting a scripture on Sisters United daily. It does not go unnoticed. And thank you, Sister Aya, for all the encouragement you give along with the technical support for the ministry that you put out. Thank you, Lisa Becker, for all your help and love and encouraging my natural mother now in this walk. Truly, the love of Messiah radiates through you and making us feel so welcome every time we get to the hub. Shout out to the House of Unity sisters. It's been such a pleasure getting to know you all so far. And my favorite sister to sister was a circle of love on 7/20/20, where all the sisters got together in the tabernacle. And so much broke out, you know, healing, deliverance, and even some being filled. I was not there physically, but when it was being shared, there was truly a spiritual connection. Love truly does cover a multitude of sins. And the other favorite show is How to Walk in the Spirit on 10/29/2020. That was so much helpful information. The question was asked, how to balance relying on Yah, but also doing your part, how to stay in production mode, and how to have a balance. And the broadcast words, create worlds. It was the game show. Y'all remember that? Words, create worlds, the game show we did on, wow, that was 2022. Hearing the thoughts or experiences from two transformed and renewed minds in Christ was pure wisdom. We are blessed and fed so well. Much love from Sister Dorothy King. Praise Yah. All right, hold on. I'm going to do one more before I go to Mother Jennifer. Hallelujah. Hey, let us know in the chat. Are you enjoying it? Are you tearing up? Are you just listening on the edge of your seat? Are you able to, I don't know, are you driving? Where are you? Shalom to all of Israel. First, I'd like to give all praise to the Most High Yahweh. I am so honored to be a part of this inner circle of love. In this corrupt world, it's the most genuine and real thing any of us could have. And I thank you for your favor and protection over my family, Yah. We are abundantly grateful. This is Sister Chrissy. The Shepherd, thank you for having the heart of a servant and a leader, for teaching us as we grow our relationship with Yah. You're making a difference in many ways. You are very much appreciated, and I thank you for allowing Yah to guide you. To my Master Stephen, I thank you for covering and provisions and being a great example to your family. May your servitude to Yah and your courage and your discipline that you provide give you all the desires of your heart. I'm honored to be your wife and the mother of your son and adhere to your direction as we serve Yahweh together. Sister Kristen, Chrissy J. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go to a letter from Sister Hannah. Sister Hannah from overseas. She says, Shalom, beloved Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. A huge shout out to Granny Diane. Thank you for enduring me. And she references the Sister to Sister episode, March 12th of 2020. She says, the question was asked, how do you find balance between going to the Most High and being weak and saying you need him, but also knowing that you need to help yourself too? The answer was continually telling yourself to think as your creator. You deny yourself and you deny the lust of it. Check your emotions and get a hold of them because they are not of Yah. Get to a place where you are able to cast down feelings very quickly. Reject anything that's not of Yah very quickly and shorten that response time. Shorten the amount of time allowing the enemy to control you because you are going to rely upon the Father. She says, you're not going to reject. He's not going to, Yah will not reject you for warring against the flesh and accepting his fear. Condemn sin and not allow it. Abide in Yah. You need to allow him to be your Yah. Allow him to teach you lessons. If you don't know, be still. Don't condemn yourself. Don't make excuses. Don't put boundaries to yourself. You define Yah's limits. He defines the manifestation of the limits. Take the limits away. Believe all things are possible and let him move mountains. Bless you, Sister Hannah. Thank you for sharing that memory with us. Sister Ashley?
Praise Yah. From our Shayla, she'd like to send a shout-out tonight to all our beautiful sisters at the Hub, Jordan, Adele, Salah, Amara, Gigi, Nicole, Tia, Carolina, Zakina, Angelica, Tomoko, Tears, Elisa, Johanna. Your hard work doesn't go unnoticed. Sister Ashley, Sister Bobby, for your leadership. Our beloved Granny, Vicky, Diane, and Barb, for your guidance. Sister Summer, Mama Nellie, Mother Carol, for being righteous examples. Thank you, Sister Charmaine, Whitney, Tamika, Tina, Ajali, Krista, Pandy, Narissa, Amazia, Angela, for being a part of an all-star dream team. And a shout-out to Kira, Cheyenne, and Talia. I love being your mom. Thank you for loving me even when it was hard. Boom. Right, Cheyenne? Boom. Cheyenne smiling. Love you, Mom. Hallelujah. Thank you for acknowledging those at the Hub. And thank you all, hallelujah, again and again for all your appreciation emails. This is encouraging to me. Another one from Alicia. Shalom and blessings to the daughters of Zion. I just want to acknowledge the Most High. I want to thank him for allowing this broadcast and the edification us sisters get from it. I want to thank Sister Ashley, Mother Jennifer, for your time, your effort, and love you two have put into the broadcast to help us and to edify us. I appreciate, look forward to hearing you guys every week. I've been helped and led in a way I can't put into words, just from listening and taking action. I thank you and bless you. Much shalom and bless you. Let's go to the next one. Our sister Johanna. I could not miss an opportunity to give a big thank you to our beloved Granny Barb for all she's been in the lives of every member in the house of Brother Patrick. It's truly been an honor to be in this vineyard with you, and I thank you for your true representation of Christ in my life. I thank you for your great love and commitment towards the Father, his children, and your passion to pour everything you can into the ones coming behind you. Thank you for the countless hours of lost sleep you've been spent praying for the body of Christ. That's the truth. And for every hour spent planning classes to draw the children even closer to the Father. Thank you for every moment you stopped to play with the Moors, draw with them, and be a slide to them. Thank you for every soap and salve made for Granny Ruth, for every skirt hemmed, every sock, and every legging that you hand sewed for her. I smile at the stitches. Thank you for teaching me how to truly appreciate every season of my life. We have laughed together, wept together, rejoiced together, cared for the bodies of your elect together, and your humbling servitude has truly been a great help for my faith. I would not trade you all for the riches of the earth. Your daughter, Sister Johanna. Beautiful. Praise God. I've probably got less than 10 or so, something like that. Let's go to the next one. How many do you think you got, Mother Jennifer? What's left?
I've only got about 2 left, Sister Ashley.
All right, let me read one more. This is from Sister Mahalia. All right, says, Shalom and honor, Sister Ashley, Mother Jennifer, blessings to my sister scattered abroad. I write to you all answering who I appreciate. I would love to acknowledge the sisters that I dwell with here in Clarksville under the leadership of Brother Ryan. Without them, I wouldn't know myself and how ugly my heart really is. And they love me through all my building me up to be better. So my words can't explain. Bless you for enduring me. I also want to acknowledge you, Sister Ashley, who has always loved me. You helped set me free, made yourself available when I need you the most. I thank you. Mother Carol, thank you for showing us it can be done. And Mother Jennifer for being consistent on the Sister to Sister show to help us daughters get our minds and hearts right before Yah. Thank you for allowing me to give these acknowledgments to the mothers and sisters who we appreciate. And blessings, family. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. And I got your question. I'm going to hold it. Anytime that we have emails that have some substance and some, you know, interest, we'll hold it for the perfect time. So you have, you're in the queue. Hallelujah. All right, Mother Jennifer, let's read one of yours. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. This letter comes from the Philippines. She says, Shalom. This is Sister Mai from Philippines. I would like to take the opportunity to thank Sister Wenda, Sister Ashley, Sister Carrie, Sister Aya, and Sister Jen, as well as my sisters who fast together. Thank you for your love, support, prayers, and rebukes. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for being a good example on how to be a real woman. I don't have a sister within my immediate family. I only have 2 brothers. I didn't know the feeling of having a sister before Straightway. Please know that all the advice and rebukes, I take it seriously. I'm grateful to Straightway Ministry for having righteous examples, pastors, elders, deacons, teachers, brothers, mothers, and sisters. Thank you to the Sister to Sister broadcast, to Mother Jennifer, Sister Ashley, and to all the guests. It's such a blessing. This show helps me to understand my role as a woman. May Yah continue to bless this broadcast and the host. Shalom from Sister Mai. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. From Interi, wow, 8 years. Blessings, my sister. Sister Ashley, thank you for taking on this show. Your vulnerability, your transparency helped me grow so much. You taught me a different level of endurance, and your walk is very encouraging. And Mother Jennifer, having the opportunity to watch you over the past 4 years has really been a blessing. You taught me what balance in life looks like, how to truly lean on my sister, and ways to nurture my husband and children. Shout out to my sister Carolina for being a great big sister. You showed me so much love through your rebukes, and I appreciate you for that, and how you can be so down to earth, yet holy. That's from the theory. From Erica Perez, Shalom and blessings. I'd like to give a shout out to all my Dallas sisters, who I couldn't thank enough for everything they do. I also would like to shout out all my sisters listening, my sister Ashley, Mother Jennifer, for all your labor that y'all do for the show. We truly appreciate it. Love y'all. Hallelujah. I remember when Pastor Dow was on a blog talk, and he mentioned Sister Diane's romance series, and he said, I need to find that clips. I don't know if he called my name and said, give it to me, or if he said, somebody find it. I don't know, but Erica Perez is the one that had it. She instantly sent it straight to me. Ashley Miles, she got a Rolodex too. Sister Sakina, those who really got that mind, you know, to remember the messages and the names and the sound bites and the what part of the message he was at when he said such and things, you know. Appreciate everybody who pours into this from behind the scenes, really. More names than I can say. And to everyone else who just wants to listen and doesn't want to talk or doesn't want to be seen or heard, bless you to you too. You have a perfect place in this show as well. Hallelujah. Tamika James says, I want to first begin by thanking the Most High for keeping me in this walk for the past 11 years. What a truly humbling experience this has been. There's been so many helpers in my faith over the years, and I'd like to take the time to give a small token of my appreciation. First, I'd like to say thank you to my beloved shepherd, Pastor Dow, for preaching the word and sparing not, for lifting up his voice like a trumpet and being instrumental in my soul's salvation. Huge heartfelt thank you to my master for patiently leading me and guiding me. Every ounce of truth and counsel to make me a greater vessel for the King. And thank you to Mother Carol for being a mother to me and always showing forth the love of Yah and a beautiful example. Thank you, Mom Nellie, who always keeps it real and addresses any private situation no problem with ease. And to Sister Summer for bringing a balance and youthful experience and wisdom. A special thank you to the sisters who have made an impact in my walk and bring a smile on my face is Granny Diane. Thank you for your wisdom and admonishments. To Sister Ashley for being a strength and example in this walk that I never look back and never make excuses. To Sister Johanna for always showing forth the love of Yah without excuse and executing servitude with excellence. Thank you, Sakina, for being real, having the heart to serve Yah and his people always, no matter what. Tap, tap, tap. And to Sister Bobby for being an example of growth, laughter, and honesty. To Deira for being a true friend and a confidant, a prayer partner, counselor, and always loving me enough to tell me the truth. Sister Ajali, thank you for teaching me to love and care for the children with joy and gladness. To my dear friend Toma for being a friend indeed for almost a decade, full of wisdom, concreteness, encouragement, and strength. And to every righteous sister who's striving and loving Yah with all your whole heart, thank you. Let's continue to die daily and produce fervent charity till the King comes. Shalom, Sister Tamika. Well said. And a huge and heartfelt thank you to her Hype Squad sister and faithful servant and activities partner, Sister Marshayla, ready at all times to help in any way. Once again, to Tamika, and to her sister, Grateful. She calls Sister Candace Nelson, Sister Grateful, because for your gratitude and your servant's heart for loving Yah and his people. Thank you, Granny Barb, for laying down your life for Yah's people. To the old guard, thank you for being an example with no excuse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Tamika. And to the Renew My Sisters Challenge, I don't know if you knew I was behind the scenes. I became a part of what Pastor Corey and Sister Crystal and those in Kansas City are doing with Renew My Temple. It was a dead season, winter season experience for women to draw close with one objective in mind, which was to do some push-ups, to do some sit-ups, to do some squats, and to do it together, and to be motivated, not to be problem without solution, you know, not to have a problem without solution, but to really renew their temple. And I reached out to Pandy, and I said, hey, can you be my Renew My Temple partner? That basically means you're going to catch me up on things that I missed or something important, links, papers, anything associated with it, so I can stay involved and I won't have to, you know, take on another hat or another responsibility. And just that at that time was just not a priority to me, but being a part was a priority. It was something that I wanted to do. So thank you to Sister Pandy, who kept her commitment A thank you and a shout out to Narissa and Pandy. I honestly, just reflecting for a moment, I don't think I was, or how would I say it? I don't know if any of you have stories like this, but over time, you don't really see how close you could be to someone or how you could appreciate someone. You kind of, you know, it takes some time to maybe trust or open up or just even see somebody for who they are. And in the beginning, you know, being a part of the hub, there's people that come and go a lot, and a lot of times maybe I don't greet them and it's not on purpose, or maybe I don't see them and that's not on purpose either. And over time, you just you start to see strengths in someone, or you start to notice that you weren't you know, conversational, or you weren't reaching out to them the way that maybe you could. And those are two sisters that I, you know, over time I noticed that I could be more towards them than I was, you know, that I could speak to them more than I was, that I had a place in their lives and their hearts, and I didn't have to, you know, keep a distance. And so, shout out to Narissa and Pandy. All right, Mother Jennifer, I got two more. Let's jump back to you.
Sister Ashley, I believe my last one was one that you already read, so I have nothing. So we'll go to your last two.
Yes, ma'am, to my last two. Shalom, shalom to Mother Jennifer, Sister Ashley from Ashley Lane in North Carolina. Praise Yah for the encouragement, the rebuke, the testimonies that come to the show. I enjoy every show. My favorite and hardest episode to hear was the one about incubus and succubus. It led to great deliverance and healing from a spirit that I dealt with for 20 years. Praise Yah, and many thanks for the obedience from Mother Jennifer and Ashley. Stay encouraged and rejoice in Yah. Testimonies like that is also something that I put in the memory bank. I just lock that right into my mind, and then when it comes up and I have someone who has a question, I can hopefully send them to you. Appreciate your transparency on that email, because you don't experience 20 years in anything to overcome it and not help someone else. So praise Yah for that testimony. From Esther, shalom, 8 years of wisdom. Thank you for your consistency, Mother Jennifer, Sister Ashley. I'm grateful. Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Did I say that right? Merci beaucoup. Something like that. I had a French teacher. It's one of the only words that I really, really remember too. So thank you, Esther, as she smiles. I know she's smiling. For your strength to speak boldly to our minds. Mother Carol, your quote on meekness, this statement has impacted me greatly. Personality doesn't give you the right to go outside of what the scripture says. And she puts it in her own writing. Personality doesn't give you, Esther, the right to go outside of what the scripture says. Shout out to my dear sister, to my Walker in Clarksville. You show me myself and how selfish I am, how prideful I can be, how without balance I can be. She showed me to strive for righteousness and be balanced. Thank you, my sister, for being an example. Moving closer to Clarksville was the best death to the old man I could have. Thank you for loving me to tell me the truth flat-footed. Shout out to my dear sister Evelyn from Praise Land. Thank you for rearing deacon's daughters to be holy. You showed me how I can be as a mother to rear these daughters. Your meekness and balance with deacon's children have been an example to me, and I thank you so much for living for righteousness and building your master's home. Hallelujah. That is the truth. Let's see. All right. Here we go. It's hard to convey the gratitude I feel for the patience, love, and heart that the sisters have continually shown my master's house. I truly believe Yah used pastor to heal my body. Hallelujah. But my master and my sisters encourage me when I'm weak in mind so I can push through and walk out my healing. I never met so many people that saw more in me than I saw in myself. And sister to sister has convicted me and delivered me and led to beautiful conversations with my sisters in my life. How can I express what this show and this family and this ministry really means to me? Bless you all once again from Marshayla. And from Krista. All praise to the Most High Yah for everything he has done for his people Israel. I'm thankful for this broadcast. I've gleaned much wisdom from the knowledge shared. And I thank you, Ashley, Mother Jennifer, every guest for your obedience to the calling coming to the show. I want to give appreciation to one sister that's been pivotal to my edification, that's Sister Carolina. She spent countless hours laboring with me naturally and spiritually. She's increased my discernment of spiritual warfare. She's been my midwife, helping me bear my master's seed. She corrects me in meekness. She shows me things about myself I never would have considered. And she pushes me to be a better sister, mother, wife, and daughter to the Most High. Thank you, Sister Carolina, for everything you've done for me and for God's people. Praise his holy name. All right. This wraps up.
No.
She says. Oh, guess what? Hey, come check it out. Come pull it up. So I opened this gift. You guys are not going to believe it. It's going to come with a story. I know that doesn't surprise y'all at all. 2007, I moved to the community, or at least started coming. Maybe 2008, I moved here, something along those lines. And I said, Grandma Barb, what is that? And she said, that's a recorder. And she was sitting at the edge of her dining hall table, and every time preaching or anything happened, she'd hit that play button, and that thing would record instantly. You don't got to play back. You don't got to go to the computer. You don't plug anything in. You don't got to do any of the fancy stuff that we do these days. And all you got to do is hit stop when it's over and then hit play again. And you got the preaching right there. You got the word right there. And she carried it everywhere. And all these 23, is it 23? I ask you all the time. I apologize. 23 years, Grandma Barb. 23. See, I'm getting it. 23 years later, how many recorders? I believe one even got ran over by the lawnmower, you remember?
Yes, it was just coming to sneak
up. She was just coming to sneak up. come on. Come on here. No, please.
I got to the restroom. I said, oh, no, my recorder's not with me. I got to run back. And Ashley is mowing down on our big Dixie chopper.
I was mowing the grass.
We just got the Dixie chopper. Ashley had the big
Dixie
smile,
chopper.
Smile on her face. I said, no. And I went
you
right.
You saw me in that area.
Splintered.
And she's running.
She mowed it over.
Oh, my goodness. I was on the Dixie chopper, Mother Jennifer. I was on the Dixie chopper. That's when we were just small. We were just small, and anyone who could drive could be on the Dixie chopper. And then, wait, you got to come back, Grandma Barb, because I have two recorders. This is what happens. Before each show that Grandma Barb comes to, she slips me a recorder. Right before the show or right when the intro's coming on, I hit play and I start recording and then I turn it off at the end of every show. Y'all didn't know that, but she still records everything she listens to. So now we open this up and we get a digital voice recorder. What number is this?
That I bought?
Yes.
At least 10.
And all 10 of them come with a story, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
From who knows, water to just battery dead to just kaput or whatever.
Blown up battery.
y'all got to know, this is so many stories, her and I. Oh, my gosh. Take memory lane, Grandma Barb. And she hands me two tonight and says, just in case one goes out. And so I tried them both right before the show, and sure enough, only one of them recorded. And then I open up the gift, the anniversary gift, and lo and behold, it's a digital voice recorder. This can't be mine, right? You wrapped this for you, right?
No, is this mine? This is yours.
I got it one day.
I ordered it yesterday. But I got one. And I said, Bob, why am I ordering this? I've got three that work right now.
I got a digital voice recorder.
I said, this is for Ashley that came in one day.
This is actually good news. On our 8-year jubilee, Mother Jennifer, I am holding a digital voice recorder, and I'm going to use it. I don't know what I'm going to record yet. I might record you, Mother. Is that okay?
I'm sorry, but these experiences are hilarious.
Back, are you mad?
Absolutely
back?
Hilarious.
This is funny. This is good news. I got another email. Let's end on this note. Did it come in?
She read it.
Okay. Praise Yah. Yeah, we read it at the very, very beginning. Just for honor's sake, one more time for my brother Steve and Sister Wendy. After each Sister to Sister show, a group of sisters who are in all remote areas meet on Skype and they chat for hours. That means even tonight. So
What I like about all the Sister to Sister shows most is that they give us a common topic to chat about each night, being fresh in our minds. And to Sister Vicky, I'd like to give a shout-out to Vicky because I know how much work she does at what goes behind the camera. Both she and Mother Carol have given us awesome handcrafted soap, and we thank them both, and we use it daily. You know what? Grandma Vicky got to sit down a few weeks ago for the first time in the audience. All those years of working behind the camera and standing on her feet from the old tabernacle all the way up until now. All the memories that we've all formed from just watching each community grow. Every building, multi-purpose buildings, the lands, the decks, the yards, the flower beds, the gardens, everything that we're all doing. May the Most High Yah continue to have favor on us. And no matter how many miles separate us, we're all one in the spirit. So tonight we had pizza, crackers, cheese, turkey, pepperoni. I got a digital voice recorder. I got some tea and some water. I got, I played a Sister to Sister broadcast from back in 2015, which is when we started. You got to hear our early voices. We got plenty of emails that flooded in, and all of you made tonight's show. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. I'm just one person. My Jennifer's just one person. Can't always get to everyone to acknowledge you and to reach out to you. But most definitely, I give acknowledgement to my Creator. When I started the show, I didn't have mercy. And it wasn't because I knew that I didn't. It was because I didn't know I didn't. And I now have it. It's part of me. It's part of how I think. And my experiences in the most recent years have taught me that. And He alone deserves all the glory for the mercy that I now have for His people. So I pray that every show going forward, no matter what expression or what you hear, I pray you hear mercy. I pray that you hear His love. And Most High Yah always give you the ear to hear what His Spirit is saying past anyone who comes on the show, past any flesh you may hear, think, or feel. We're all in this together when it comes to the fight. We all have to press through something. We share a lot more than maybe you think you do. Praise Yah. And to the old team, shout out to you. Thanks for being monumental. Thank you for what we shared. And bless you all, Mother Jennifer, in the show.
Hallelujah. Just want to really give acknowledgement to the Father and to our shepherd, Pastor Dow. Just want the sisters to know and understand that our shepherd has set us up to really prepare our hearts for the Passover. All the words that we're receiving, all the messages that are coming through, it's all a setup to prepare our hearts for the Passover. So I pray that we are truly taking heed. Blessings, and thank you, Father, for 8 years, and look forward to many more. Shalom.
Hallelujah. I'm glad you said that. I was going to end the show, and I just wanted to say that next week we will not have a show unless there is something pressing, something we need to announce, some reason that we need to come on. I do have to verify and make sure every show that we've ever not had or canceled is permitted by leadership. First, my husband and pastor. So next week on the 30th, we'll have Saints on the Land. Should be around 70 people. So if I need to do a show, I'll be here. But I just want to give you that early heads up that it's very, very possible that we won't. And to Sister Aya, thank you for gathering so many short clips and sound bites throughout all the years. If you remember my story, Aya, I didn't know you other than your name and where you were from. And the Most High kept pressing in my spirit to ask you to please do the sound bites for our channel. And every day it was on my mind. Every day it would come back to my memory. Every day He wouldn't let me rest until I reached out and I asked you. And I don't mean it in a sense of I wasn't listening to Him. I just made sure that I reached you because it kept coming, and I knew that it was His Spirit pressing me. So most definitely, your hands are blessed from all the thumbnails, the pictures, they're just perfect. The things that you do for us, perfect. She's even taught herself more about technology and the things that she does behind the scenes, like to really increase the work of her hands. So a special thank you to your husband who also pours that knowledge into you. And thanks for listening tonight, y'all. Passover is a very serious time, at least for me. I know we have, different acknowledgments, different understandings in our minds. So let us all come into one mind and give glory and honor to the Most High Yah for his death, burial, and resurrection of life. And most importantly, for washing the disciples' feet and giving us that example. Hallelujah for 8 years on a show. And until anyone or someone else becomes, comes behind me or replaces us, you'll continue to hear our voice. Bless you all.